from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Caribbean gets its man at the World Trade Organization, but the WTO is said to have been damaged in the process. Jamaica is criticized for abusing the rights of child prisoners, and another murder convict in Trinidad is to hang. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A former Prime Minister of New Zealand, who has the backing of most Caribbean countries, is getting ready to take over the leadership of the World Trade Organization. Michael Moore will assume the post of Director General in September. The WTO's General Counsel in Geneva also approved the Thai Deputy Prime Minister, Supachai Panich-Pakdi, as Mr. Moore's successor from the year 2002. The virtual job share, each man is serving a three-year term instead of the usual four, was a compromise reached after the long and often bitter battle between them failed to produce a clear choice. The OECS ambassador to Brussels, Edwin Laurent, told me that the episode has damaged the WTO.
What we have to do as WTO members is now to put aside the fight and forget what has been going on, because unfortunately the WTO as an institution has been very harmed by the battle which has gone on. It has been very acrimonious, very bitter.